Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Christopher.
And today we're on day two of our fun facts unit. Yesterday we learned some different stuff about Google. We also learned about the highest point on Earth.
Right.
Today we're going to get a little bit into nature. We're going to talk about how much food a certain kind of bird eats. Now, Chris, you like to eat. You like food.
I love food.
How much food do you eat? Do you even know how much you eat in a single day?
I don't know how much I eat, but I eat a lot. I actually don't stop eating until my belly hurts, which is probably a bad thing.
You just keep going and going until...
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I feel pain.
I heard you're actually only supposed to eat until you're 80% full.
Ah, that makes sense.
And then you're supposed to stop. But that takes a certain amount of skill, I think, because...
Yeah.
Especially here in Taiwan, where the food is always so good and there's always so much of it.
Yeah.
But today we're going to talk about how much this bird eats. It's a very special kind of bird. And we'll have another fun fact for you as well about the English language, the English alphabet. Why don't we go ahead and read through today's article, and then Chris and I will be back.
Reading. Fun facts. 1. How much food do hummingbirds eat each day? A. Just enough to survive the day. B. Enough to survive for a week. C. They eat every 3 days. You can hum yourself a tune if you picked A. Hummingbirds beat their wings so quickly that they burn up almost all the energy they get each day. They beat their wings from 12 to 80 times per second, which gives them the fastest metabolism of any animal on Earth. Thus, even though they consume twice their weight in nectar each day, they're nearly starving almost every time they eat. 2. Which character was removed from the alphabet but is still used today? A. The tilde symbol. B. The at symbol. C. The ampersand symbol. You're a person of letters if you guessed C. From popular brands and magazines to businesses, the ampersand is everywhere. The symbol, which means and, dates back 1,500 years to the ancient Romans. It is a combination of E and T, because et is Latin for and. Up until the 1800s, it was a part of the alphabet that every child had learned in school and came right after Z.
All right, our fun facts article begins with this first question. How much food do hummingbirds eat each day? All right, a hummingbird is a very small bird. In fact, it's the smallest bird known to man. And they are very, very tiny. Like, I've seen fully grown ones, adult hummingbirds, that are maybe this big.
Yeah, right? They're just tiny little things, right?
Yeah, and I've seen one in Taiwan. It was my first hummingbird, and it was only this big. It was the size of an insect.
They're tiny, and their wings move very, very quickly, so fast that you can't even really see them move. You just see kind of a blur.
Yeah.
You don't actually see the wings moving back and forth slowly. You don't see them move. That's how fast they go. So I'm going to guess that hummingbirds need a lot of food. They need a lot of energy because they're always moving that quickly.
Well, let's find out our options.
Let's go through the options. Yeah.
Okay. A, just enough to survive the day.
Okay. Well, that sounds logical.
Yeah.
To get through the day, they eat just enough. Mm-hmm. They survive, and then the next day they do it all over again. It sounds like something animal would do, or something like we do.
Yeah.
Something anybody would do just to survive. But what about B?
All right, B, enough to survive for a week.
Okay, so they're going to eat enough in one day to survive for the next 7 days. Now, some animals do this. Snakes, for example, they will do this. There's some species of snakes that will eat maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Or even less than that, because they eat something really big, and then they just use the energy from that food for a very long time. They don't need to hunt. They don't need to really do anything. They can just kind of relax and wait for something else to come along later.
Yeah.
Okay, that's A and B. What about C?
C, they eat every 3 days.
Every 3 days. Okay, that'd be pretty easy too. You know, once every 3 days, you got to go out, get something to eat, and then you don't have to do anything for another three days. Now, I'm thinking, I'm still thinking hummingbirds, they use so much energy, I think they need a lot of food. So I think I'm going to go with A, just enough to survive one day.
Knowing hummingbirds, I'm going to go with A as well.
Okay, we're both picking A, and let's find out the right answer. It says you can hum yourself a tune if you picked A. Okay, we were both right on that one. They use a lot of energy. They need a lot of food. Let's find out why.
Okay, hummingbirds beat their wings so quickly that they burn up almost all the energy they get each day.
That's right, they're working really hard.
Yeah. Now beat, it just means to like move, like to flap their wings, right? They beat their wings from 12 to 80 times per second. Wow, that's a lot of time. I mean, a lot of times per second. Exactly. Which gives them the fastest metabolism of any animal on Earth.
Metabolism. You might have heard this before, like in your health class or when you go to see the doctor. It's a medical term, and it just means the physical and chemical process by which living things turn food into energy. So we eat, we digest the food, and then because we eat, that's the reason why we have energy to do the things that we do each day. So if you have quick metabolism, it just means you turn food into energy very, very quickly. If you have slow metabolism, it means you turn food into energy very, very slowly.
Might be like the snake.
Like a snake, like I mentioned before. They have slow metabolism, so they only need to eat every once in a while. Hummingbirds have the fastest metabolism, in fact, so they need to eat all the time.
Yeah, I think kids or teenagers have a much quicker metabolism than adults. I mean, your metabolism does slow down
yes, it does.
As you get older, but especially teenagers, because they always are like, I'm so hungry, but you just ate a whole meal.
Yeah,
why do you need to eat again?
And because teenagers are always growing, too.
Exactly.
So they need to eat like almost like hummingbirds all the time, just enough to survive the day. Well, let's go on with the article, which goes on to say, thus, even though they consume twice their weight in nectar each day, they're nearly starving almost every time they eat. Now, this word consume here, we saw consume twice their weight in nectar. Consume simply means to eat or drink. So you might consume a hamburger for lunch, or consume a slice of pizza, or some noodles, some dumplings. Anytime you eat or drink something, you are consuming something.
Right. We also use consume in other ways. Still a verb. We could say, like, fire consumed the town. Now, this does not mean that the fire ate or drank the town. It just means that it completely destroyed the town. So if fire consumes something, it completely destroys it. We also consume fuel or energy. So if you put gasoline in a car, it's consumed by the vehicle to make it move.
Let's look at another term we saw here, starving. Remember, every time the hummingbird goes to eat, it's almost starving. Starving means that someone or something is dying because of not having enough food.
Right.
Now, this can be used in the literal sense, as in this person is starving. They are near death.
Yeah.
But we also use it as slang sometimes. Sometimes you just say, oh, I'm starving. But you're not actually dying. It just means you're very, very hungry. So you might hear people say this all the time, oh, I'm starving. But they just mean, yeah, I'm really hungry. I need to go get something to eat right now.
Now, do you think the hummingbird is actually on the verge of dying or just is very hungry?
Maybe it sounds like it might be like a little bit of both. It might actually be in physical danger because they move so quickly. They use so much energy.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
If they can't find food immediately, like they might be starving, like very hungry. But if they can't find nectar quickly, they might be soon starving, like on the verge of death.
They could be in a lot of trouble. All right, that's our first fun facts question for today. So let's move on to the second one, which is all about the English alphabet. It says, which character was removed from the alphabet but is still used today? So it was removed, it was taken away, but we actually still use it.
Right.
But this is a tough one.
Yeah, it is. But we should explain alphabet. Alphabet is a set of letters used in a fixed order to form words. We often call them ABCs.
ABCs, like the first three letters of the English alphabet.
Right.
ABC.
Right.
We say, like, I know my ABCs. It means I know. It's like a way of saying I know how to speak English or how to read in English. For example, Jack learned the English alphabet on his first day of class. That's often, or it is always, the first thing we learn when we're learning English. We learn the letters and learn how to say them.
Right, exactly. So how about we go on to our options for this question. A, the tilde symbol. This is like the little wavy line that people like to use in Taiwan, especially when they type QQ. They
put that little wavy line at the end of it.
Yeah, the tilde. B, the at symbol. This is the one that's in email, like Gmail. I'm blah, 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 at, so it's like an A with a circle around it, gmail.com.
And C is the and symbol, that kind of strange, almost looks like an 8, but it got messed up a little bit, or like a snowman with a little, with a little leg on him or something like that.
Its actual name is ampersand.
Ampersand,
right?
Yeah, that's right. So we call that an ampersand, or sometimes we just call it the and symbol.
Right.
Okay, so we've got the ampersand, the at symbol, and the tilde. So let's find out which one was removed. It actually used to be a letter, but we still use it now.
Right. Okay, so if it's a letter we used to use and we're no longer using it in the alphabet.
Tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I guess I'll just want to go with the at symbol, B, because it looks like a letter.
Okay, yeah, it does. It looks like an A.
Right,
with a circle around it. So that's a logical choice. I'll go with A, the tilde symbol. I'm not sure if C looks like a letter to me or not. But let's go ahead and find out what the right answer
is. All right. You're a person of letters if you guessed C.
C, the ampersand, the and symbol.
We were both wrong.
We both swung and missed on that one. That's okay. We got some of the other ones right. We're not doing too badly on this program.
Just this one so far.
Just this one, yeah.
All right, from popular brands and magazines to businesses, the and or ampersand is everywhere. Okay, so the symbol, which means and, as we've said before, dates back 1,500 years to the ancient Romans.
That's right, ancient, to the ancient Romans. Ancient just means of or from a long time ago or having lasted a long time. It means it's very, very old, in other words. Like the Great Wall of China is an ancient structure that was erected in the 7th century B.C. That just means that's when it was built. 7 centuries before, you know, year zero.
Yeah.
So about, you know, 2,700 years old, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very,
so
very old.
Ancient just means really, really old. And the and symbol, the ampersand, is very, very old as well.
Right. It is a combination of the letter E and the letter T. Because et, or et together, et, not alien, as you kids might know, but et is Latin for and. We say like the word et cetera, and such. That's what et cetera means.
I never thought of that before, a combination of E and T. That
yeah,
makes sense, though.
Either.
Well, and it's a combination of these things. Combination is like the mixture or result you get when two or more things are combined, when they are put together. Now, Chris, I know you're a big coffee fan. I'm sure you've had a latte. You might have even had one today or two.
I've had lattes, but I tend to like my coffee black.
Black. But a latte is a combination. It's a combination of milk, sugar, and coffee.
So it's all those things.
Yeah, all those things go together. That's what a combination is.
So a combination for bubble milk tea would be tea, milk, and the jinju, right?
The bubbles. Right. So we have combinations everywhere.
Right. Up until the 1800s, it was part of the alphabet, meaning the ampersand. that every child had learned in school and it came right after Z.
All right, so it came, yeah, it was the last. It was like the 27th character.
The 27th.
It was the last one, the forgotten parts of the alphabet. So you can maybe throw that in the next time you're going through your ABCs. All right, that brings us to the end of the article. And now, once again, it's time for You Chat.
Yes.
For You Chat.
All right. So, are you ready for our For You Chat question?
I am ready.
Okay. What is your favorite food to eat for energy?
Okay, for energy, well, I used to, and I still do, play a lot of sports. And so I know what foods give you a lot of energy when you need to go out and perform on the field of play. What I really like to eat is pasta.
Ah.
Pasta is good because it's carbohydrates, and carbohydrates give you energy. Of course, you're not supposed to eat too many carbohydrates because they can make you gain weight, but if you're exercising, they're good for you. They make you able to last longer when you're playing, give you a lot of energy. So that and protein, too. So you can have some
protein.
Pasta, you can have some meat. Those give you energy.
Yeah, there's lots
as well.
Of different types of protein. There's in eggs as well, and tofu even. So.
Exactly, yeah. All those things can give you a lot of energy. Like, not the amount of energy that, say, a hummingbird would need, but enough to keep you going and keep you performing and playing well. But what about you, Chris? What do you eat when you need a lot of energy?
Unfortunately, coffee is not a food, so I can't list that.
It does give you a lot of energy,
though. It does. I do believe nectar is sweet, and that kind of like sugar or sweetness is what kind of gives the hummingbird some energy.
Exactly.
So I'm actually going to go with my favorite sweet, and that is chocolate.
Chocolate is good. That gives you a quick burst of energy.
Yeah, it usually, it's like coffee. It keeps you awake for a very short time, and then you kind of just...
And then it wears off, and then you kind of crash.
You need more coffee and more chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's a vicious cycle.
But do you like the light chocolate or the dark chocolate?
I used to like milk chocolate when I was a kid, but, your taste buds change as you get older, and I love dark chocolate now.
And dark chocolate is actually healthier for you as well. So if you need some energy, you can try some dark chocolate. So it's
Or pasta,
too. All good things. All right, you guys can discuss this, too. What is your favorite food to eat for energy? Well, we're out of energy now, and we're out of time on this edition of English for You. But please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Christopher.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sentence for You.
Oh, can you believe this? I was too busy to have any meals today. Now I'm so starving. I'm so hungry. I could eat a horse.
什么?
Horse? 难道洋人平常都吃马肉吗? No, no, no. 刚刚一开始句子里呢提到我今天忙得没空吃饭了，现在非常的 starving， 也就是本课提到的这个单字哦，它是非常饿的意思。一样是讲很饿呢，你可能比较熟悉的用法是 I'm hungry， 这个可能常常听到吧。你也可以说呢 I'm famished， 其中呢 famished F-A-M-I-S-H-E-D 它的意思呢是挨饿饥饿的意思哦，这个是很夸张的说法哦。或者是呢像片语你也可以说 as hungry as a wolf 或是 as hungry as a bear， 像是狼或是熊一样的饿哈，是多饿你就可想而知啦。那在一开始讲到呢 I'm so hungry I could eat a horse，说的呢可不是真的要吃马肉哦，是说呢我饿了可以吃下一匹马，就像呢我们中文说的饿到可以吃下一头牛类似的意思啦。所以呢下次可不要搞错啦。 OK， 今天呢学到饿的单字呢，除了你可以说 hungry 之外呢，我们还学到了可以说 starving 或是 famished 这两个单字哦。那如果你说我饿了可以吃下一匹马呢，你要说 I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse。Okay, and that's all the time for today. I'm going to eat my horse now. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Fun facts. 1. How much food do hummingbirds eat each day? A. Just enough to survive the day. B. Enough to survive for a week.C. They eat every 3 days. You can hum yourself a tune if you picked A. Hummingbirds beat their wings so quickly that they burn up almost all the energy they get each day. They beat their wings from 12 to 80 times per second, which gives them the fastest metabolism of any animal on Earth. Thus, even though they consume twice their weight in nectar each day, they're nearly starving almost every time they eat. 2. Which character was removed from the alphabet but is still used today? A. The tilde symbol. B. The at symbol. C. The ampersand symbol. You're a person of letters if you guessed C. From popular brands and magazines to businesses, the ampersand is everywhere. The symbol, which means and, dates back 1,500 years to the ancient Romans. It is a combination of E and T, because et is Latin for and. Up until the 1800s, it was a part of the alphabet that every child had learned in school and came right after Z.
Vocabulary Review.
Consume. A hungry tiger can consume about 40 kilograms of meat at one time. Starving. There are many people in the world who are starving and need our help. Alphabet. Children usually learn the English alphabet by singing a song called the ABCs. Ancient. The ancient Egyptians built many large temples for their kings and queens. Combination. The iPhone was promoted as a combination of iPod, web browser, and phone.